14th of November, I'm David Clark, and here's your Bedford News in 100 seconds. £3 million could buy a slice of town history if Bedford Borough councillors have their say. That would be the purchase price for the former Debenhams department store, which closed back in May of 2021. Christy McHugh, a councillor for Goldington Ward, said that some urgency was needed in moving forward with the site. Instructions to sell the property were recently issued to commercial property management company Kirkby Diamond. A development plan, however, would encompass the entire Mays Yard block, which includes the old Beals department store. Current discussions involving dividing the ground floor of the Grade A space into smaller shops and restaurants, while upper floors would be converted for residential use. Following a refurbishment that cost almost £250,000, the Bear on Bedford's High Street is due to reopen tomorrow. It remains to be seen whether the pub's diverse and unique regulars will appreciate the costly transformation. Mike Ashley's Fraser's Group, which now owns the mall in Luton, has plans for a new sports direct at the former Arndale Centre, along with a name change for the entire property. Luton Point will become part of a complete shopping centre rebrand to designate its central location in the town. Signage both inside and outside the premises are due to be replaced, subject to council approval, and completion is expected at the beginning of 2024. Children's literature's best-selling authors are due to take part in Bedford's Booktastic Family Festival this Sunday at 11 a.m. The event, founded by Rachel Rogan in 2014, has been moved to Bedford Academy's 350-seat theatre on Mar Road due to high demand. For more information, visit booktastic.org.uk. That's your Bedford News in 100 seconds.